Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It's a Patriots Monday down here at Gillette Stadium. A Patriots Monday in the aftermath of an awful performance last night against Detroit. Tom Brady, somewhat unexpectedly, called into Jerry and Mutt this morning in the final hour of today's program. They thought that they weren't going to talk to him until tomorrow. So many people didn't get an opportunity to hear it. We wanted to bring it to you now. They began the conversation talking about those three first series of failure with three and outs.
Yeah, it's, you know, pretty poor. I'm not about the only way to describe it. It's obviously not the way we intended to do it, not the way we wanted to do it. And but it really comes down to us getting the job done. And, you know, we're starting slow. We're getting behind. And then we're just turning into these games and into situations that it's just, you know, we're not going to overcome them. You don't overcome them in pro football. And we found ourselves in that situation 2 weeks in a row. So we got to figure out how to get started faster. And if we do get behind, because we've been behind plenty over the course of my career, we got to figure out how to, you know, put together enough good, consistent plays to get back in the game and come back. So it's just, I said after the game, there's no magic play. There's no, you know, magic scenario. It's just a matter of, you know, doing what our jobs are, executing them at a much higher level, and, you know, going from there.
You said when you were after the game, you were asked if these problems were correctable, Tom, and you said it's about hard work, it's about commitment, it's about discipline. Do you feel like those things are lacking right now on your team?
Well, it's just those things are evaluated on a play-by-play basis, you know, and I think it's, you know, we've had, you know, a lot of work put in with, you know, training camp and early part of the season. And even in week one, you know, we won, but certainly a lot of things we could have done better. And then you go to week two and, you know, we fall behind to a good team on the road. And obviously that's not the formula. And we showed some competitiveness. And then this game, we didn't do well in any of the three phases. And, you know, it's just, I don't think, you know, from anyone's standpoint, it just magically happened. You know, you have to go make them happen. And, you know, hopefully this is, you know, the only thing when you take from losses is you just evaluate it and you over-evaluate it and then you watch it again and again and again and again. And, you know, everyone, including myself, you just take it to heart and you got to go out there and we got to perform at a much higher level than we did last night in order to change the outcome. And unless we execute better and, you know, the outcomes won't be different. That's just the reality.
Well, and you talked about it after the game, the interception you had, Tom. Break down that play for us. Was it a post play that just, you know, Dorsett didn't quite see the ball quick enough to turn around and make a play on it?
Yeah, it was a play action fake, and you know, he's got a post, and you know, at that point they were playing pretty high on those posts. I mean, the reality is, I probably should have just, you know, not thrown it, you know, but I just was in a frame of mind where you think, you know, you got to try to make something happen, and obviously, I made something happen. It just wasn't for our team, so that's just you know, poor decision.
The network kept showing Gronk with two or three guys on him. Collinsworth said it looked like he was a gunner on a punt because it'd be two guys just on him, roughing him up in the first 5 yards. Has it just been real hard the last couple of weeks for Gronk to get any open space at all?
Yeah, it's really been, you know, 3 weeks in a row where he's gotten the majority of the coverage focused on him, you know, and I think if I was a defensive coach, I'd be focusing my attention on him too. So it just comes down to, you know, us getting them out of that by, you know, getting the ball in other parts of the field, different areas, and we just have failed to do that. You know, certainly last night, you know, the two games before, they were the first week, you know, he made some plays in double coverage, and last week he certainly had double coverage, and you know, we made some plays, and it was just last night was just a bad night. So, you know, I think we can play a lot better, you know, than where we played last night, you know. But, you know, thinking and doing are two totally different things. And, you know, we have to go prove it on the practice field and gain some confidence. And then it's got to carry over to the game. And, you know, if Gronk's going to get coverage, you know, it gives other players opportunities. And at certain times, we've done a good job with that. And then last night, I just didn't think we did a good job with it at all. And we got to start the game better. And we can't – the time of possession was, you know, not in our favor because we didn't convert on third down. And we've had too many missed third down opportunities in areas that, you know, we should be able to stay on the field, keep our defense off the field, but we haven't done a good job of that. And, you know, it's just leading to, you know, 13-3 at half. Then we 13-10, we made it a game. Then they hadn't put together a good drive. And then we didn't answer. And, you know, we've got to answer. And we've got to, we just got to play more consistently and got to play with more confidence in each other. And, you know, or else, you know, just it goes from bad to worse. And you see that, like, you know, you start getting desperate in those situations like we do in the fourth quarter, and balls start going to places they shouldn't go based out of desperation. And that's when bad things just mount on top of one another.
Hey, the big story yesterday, Tom, was that around draft time, the Patriots had a deal in place to trade Rob Gronkowski. Gronk kind of confirmed Adam Schefter's report after the game. And I always wonder this. We ask you this every year, you know, about guys leaving. You know, last year it was Amendola or Nate Solder, and previous years it's whoever, Welker. And we wonder, when will Tom Brady reach the breaking point where he says, enough, I need these guys? Would that qualify as the breaking point if they had dealt your tight end to Detroit in the offseason?
You know, I don't want to get in any, you know, hypotheticals and things like that. I mean, I played with him for a long time. I mean, I think so highly of him as a player and as a person, as a friend, as a teammate. And, you know, I'm lucky to play with such a great player and someone that I just love being out there with, who's such a great competitor. What he's fought through over the course of his career is, you know, nothing short of a miracle in a lot of ways. So, and you're right, you know, we've definitely lost players, you know, through free agency, trade. That's part of the NFL. But I love playing with Gronk. I'm happy he's on our team. I'm happy he's playing for us. And, you know, I know he's worked hard to have a great year. And, you know, we've all got to improve. And he's a guy that I really count on and rely on to, you know, be a great player for us week in and week out.
Did you hear what he said in response to this? He said, "I will only play with Tom Brady." He said he would quit if he wasn't playing with you.
Well, that's, you know, I think that speaks to our relationship, and I feel, you know, I feel as strongly about him as he does about me. I mean, I love the guy, and he's had a big impact on my career, and as personally, professionally, and like I said, I'm very lucky to play with them, and we're going to keep fighting, and we're going to keep going after it week in and week out, and we're gonna figure out a way to get this thing turned around.
Well, you say fighting, Tom. It's been 2 weeks in a row where they've caught you on TV pretty animated on the sideline. Is that more out of frustration, or are you trying to instill some confidence in your guys that the offense has had some slow starts here recently?
Well, we're just trying to, you know, pick up the urgency. That's what it comes down to. You're just trying to pick up the urgency and pick up the you know, trying to just jumpstart. You know, that's the best way I could describe it, is just, you know, emotionally, energetically get some life into what we're doing. And we're trying. I mean, it's not like guys are out there not competing hard. It's just also we're not doing it well enough. And I think that's the part that it's frustrating for all of us, and we have high expectations. And I think, you know, we play other teams, and I know they got us circled on their schedule, and they want to play their best against us. And, you know, we're a measuring stick for a lot of teams just based on our past, but that doesn't do anything for us this year. And we've got to go out and meet those challenges. And if we don't meet them, then it is what it is last night. I mean, 10 points isn't good enough to win in the NFL. 3 points at halftime is, you know, is ridiculous. As many three and outs as we've had to start the games, and lack of third down conversions, and it's all the way across the board. And you know, we got to take all these things to heart and know that it's not going to get any easier, because you know we put ourselves in this position, and we're the only ones that are going to get ourselves out of it. So you know, I know one thing about this team and organization: we're going to go down fighting. I mean, we're going down. You know, there's no lack of fight. And there's no lack of, you know, giving in to exterior pressures. You know, this is about us, you know, working even harder, smarter, tougher, more disciplined to get it done and get it turned around. And that's what we got
to
do.
Sorry, do you expect Josh Gordon to be on the field with you Sunday against Miami, or is that impossible to tell at this point?
Yeah, I think it's impossible to tell. I don't know what his, you know, status is, and I know he's working hard to get caught up on everything. And you know, I think, you know, it's not even about, for me, it's not about that. I mean, it's about, you know, myself, you know, being more disciplined in my reads and throws and getting off to a better start in the games. And you know, who's ever out there, that's what I got to do, and that's where my focus is this week.
Maybe I'm forgetting, but I don't remember you getting an intentional grounding for throwing the ball 40, 45 yards down the field. Is that a first?
You know, that's happened. Well, it's pretty rare. I mean, we had a post on the play, and we just had a mix-up in communication. And I threw the post, and we didn't have anyone going to the post. And the ref looks at it and says that I'm trying to avoid a sack. And I was telling him I wasn't under duress, which is what intentional grounding is.
Right.
You know, but he says, well, there was someone near you. And, you know, but I said I wasn't, you know, it's intentional grounding is, in my belief, when you're under duress. And, you know, they're not judging intent. So they see a ball thrown to the deep middle. There's no one there. And, you know, they look and someone's near me and they throw a flag. So that was pretty indicative of the night. I mean, just a lack of detail by us, lack of, you know, communication, and then ultimately just getting the things right. And you know, you're not going to win doing those things. That's just what it comes down to. It's just a drive stopper, and we, every drive you look at us and we have drive stoppers, and drive stoppers don't allow you to extend drives and score points. So it's just overall, that's all us. I mean, that's our execution, that's our detail, that's our communication. It has nothing to do with what the other team's doing, what their scheme, their defense. That's just us. And those self-inflicted errors are ones we've got to, you know, get out of our system, you know, and move on from those in order for us to score more points.
Time now, Tom, for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. Have you had a chance to see the Jimmy Garoppolo injury yet? They're saying it's could be an ACL, likely to be an ACL, could be out for the year. And have you reached out? I know you guys have still texted, you know, back and forth the last couple of months.
Yeah, we have the same agent, and you know, I saw it yesterday on the way to the game, and I feel terrible for him. It's a tough injury, and you know, I feel bad for Jimmy, and it's football. It's crazy, you know, things happen like that. And, you know, I've been through an ACL, and it sucks. So you hate to see people go down. And, yeah, I mean, we've someone that I, you know, really like and have been friends with since they got here. And it just sucks to have to go through that.
Follow Dale on Twitter at Dale E. Arnold. This is Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Patriots Monday down here at Gillette. Time to talk with New England Patriots running back James White. Brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance, Ring Central, Fairview Millwork, and your local Anderson Windows dealer. Also by Mass General Hospital Cancer Center. Every day amazing. James joining us on the line right now. Hey, James, how are you?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. An early morning return to the facility, or to Gillette. Tell me what the plane ride home was like after a very disappointing performance in Detroit last night.
Well, I mean, just a disappointing performance, like you said. So, I mean, pretty silent plane ride. So we just have a lot of things we need to correct, and need to correct them pretty quickly. We have a lot of football left, but we need to get it turned around as soon as possible.
Even before the plane ride, what's the locker room atmosphere like? Is there a lot of communication, or is it more, hey, we'll figure this out when we get to practice later in the week?
No, just watch your tape. Like I said, we have a lot of mistakes out there. There's more of us hurting ourselves than anything. We just got to find a way to start games faster and just play a full quarter game and, you know, play that Patriot football that we've always done.
Tom Brady said after the game that having players like you in the game is important, guys who make plays. You had the only touchdown of the game as well. Any idea why you weren't used more than you were last night?
I mean, it's the flow of the game sometimes. It's kind of out of the control of myself and the coaches sometimes. It depends how teams match up against us and whatnot. And sometimes you're out there a bunch, sometimes you aren't. And that's just the way things work, so... You know, all of us just try and make the most of our opportunities when we get out there.
Do you feel that you can be a between-the-tackles runner if that's what they need you to do?
I feel confident in my abilities to run the football, confident in my abilities to block and catch football. So whatever coaches need me to do, I feel confident in doing it no matter what the task is.
It had to be frustrating, though, for you not to be out there. The team and the offense and the defense is struggling. I know the offense wasn't really on the field that much to begin with. Detroit really dominated the time of possession. But I know I can speak for myself. I was wondering why you weren't out there a little bit more. What's it like? How do you not get frustrated on the sideline knowing that you can help the team?
Like I said, we have talented backs, so we all know we're not going to be out there every single play. I mean, granted, we all want to be out there, but when you get out there, you just try to make the most of the opportunities you get. So, I mean, I don't ever get too down myself for not being in there or get mad or anything. I just, when I step foot on the field, I just want to go out there, you know, just do whatever it takes to, you know, help the offense drive the ball down the field and try to score touchdowns.
Did you take the opportunity to say anything to Matt Patricia after the game?
I was just told him a good job out there. You know, good to see him. He's a great guy, good coach.
Now, James, what were your thoughts when you heard that this offseason the Patriots were trying to trade Rob Gronkowski?
I mean, you know, to comment on that, that's his situation and what our organization done for me. I just feel it's only what I have to do, you know, each and every day, you can't believe to try to be a good player.
James, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week. Take care. James White on a bad phone line.
I think he said he would have retired if they traded Gronk. Is that what he heard, too?
That's how I heard it. I don't know about how you heard it.
Was he calling from SpongeBob's house?
I don't know.
He might have had a great answer there. I have no idea. That was a rough phone. Not as bad as Jonathan Jones from last year. Actually, you know what?
It was the same.
It was about the same. Yeah. By the end of it, it actually started out all right. The first couple of answers, I could actually hear them. The last couple, less so. But he doesn't get frustrated.
I used to try to power through those.
I have less and less patience
with that.
No, you can't. The listener can't hear it. We can't hear it. And we have headphones on cranked to the gills, and I can't make out a word. So he doesn't get frustrated, though. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, sure
come on.
Everybody does.
He says the right stuff, though. You know, one of the reasons, you know, he's a captain on the team. But, man, you score 10 points against the Lions. You see Sony Michel get 15 touches in the game. James White had 4 carries and 3 catches on 3 targets and a touchdown and a bunch of positive plays. And out of those 7 touches that he had, how many were when the game was out of hand? 2? 3? Like half of them probably.
Yeah, it felt that way.
They did not use James White properly. They did not. There's no way you can convince me that. Yeah,
if you had any guts, you'd have said they didn't use James White right. But you chickened out.
There's no way. I could barely say any words anyway. I'm not going to put those together. But that was that was frustrating. And he says all the right things, but you know it's got to get to him. Plus, he's on a team where they draft a running back in the first round. So, all right, you're going to lose out some snaps right away. They obviously view Sony Michel very highly. and then they just keep force feeding them the ball. And you got to say, well, when I'm out there, you know, you're scoring touchdowns, you're getting first downs, you're in Tom Brady. It's one of two guys that he trusts. He's barely on the field. That was perplexing. It was an odd night, you know, not using James White, losing to the Lions, Rob Gronkowski confirming a trade report afterwards. What a bizarre, bizarre Sunday night.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. Hopefully your phone's better than James.
It can't be worse.
Bill's on the truck phone. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
You have
Crystal clear.
Great phone.
Yes.
I have a Keith-spiracy.
Oh,
let's
nice.
Hear it.
All your questions.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
You got Flash Gordon there.
Yes.
But they didn't use him. Mm-hmm. They took Jim White out of the game.
Yes.
He wanted Matt Patricia to succeed without actually throwing the game. So he just didn't play Gordon, and he let the game play out. So now Matt.
That sort of sounds like throwing the game to me.
Yeah, it sounds a little bit like throwing the game.
Just not, you know, he wouldn't give you a straight answer, Big O, on whether Gordon was even there or not.
Well, that's true. That is definitely true.
He just wasn't going to use him, and next week they're going to come back and destroy
unleash him against the Dolphins.
I hope so. Oh, my God. It'll be even worse if he does. If Josh Gordon goes out there and has 120 yards and two touchdowns next week,
you're going to go nuts.
Oh, everybody's going to go nuts that he couldn't have played last night.
I understand the
trying to get, he's trying to get Matt Patricia over.
He's trying to get him over. Yeah. I understand the idea of looking for reasons beyond the obvious. And it was one of two things, I think, why Josh Gordon didn't play. They either didn't think he was ready physically with what was reportedly a minor hamstring issue.
Yeah.
Or they just didn't think he picked up enough of the offense. I don't think it was, let's make it easy on Matty over there, okay? You know, they're kind of baying at the door on Matt Patricia.
Let me ask you this. How much of the offense do you think Cordarrelle Patterson knows?
He may know it, but whether he can
how much of it can he execute it?
Well, that's different.
How about that?
He knows it. He just can't do it.
Oh, we had a post on the play. Somebody decided not to run a post. Like, yeah, then you didn't have a post. But it was in the play. So I just have a hard time coming up. I mean, I guess if I had to choose between the two for Josh Gordon, I would hope the hamstring was bothering him a little bit, and then that'll get better, rather than they didn't think they could tell him, hey, go run a post. Like, on this play, he doesn't need to have 80%, 90% of the snaps. Not yet, anyway. But he can't go out there 12 times, take some attention away from Gronk. That's what I thought you were going to be able to get. You really only had 2.5 active receivers last night.
Brandon is in Connecticut. Hey, Brandon, how you doing?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
What's going on?
I hope my phone's a little better than James White's.
It already is. So far, so good.
Okay. All right. I got just 2 points for you guys. First point, I'm with Keith on this one. Josh Gordon is going to save the season.
He's
going to be the savior of the New England Patriots.
You're right.
Anyone who says anything else is an idiot.
That's right.
Easy.
Agreed. What's your other point? What's your other great point? That was already off to a terrific start.
Thank you. My other point is clearly Bill Belichick has made a terrible mistake letting Matt Patricia go. I think we should do a trade straight up. Gronkowski for Patricia, and then everything will be solved, and we won't lose a game.
This is your guy, Keith.
I liked your first point.
This is your guy.
Maybe you trade McDaniels for Patricia. That might be a little bit better.
They had a very intimate hug last night after the game. That was
good for them.
That was troubling.
They're still hugging right now. McDaniels had to get a later flight.
McDaniels may still be in Detroit.
And quite an embrace. Well, those guys are very close, obviously.
Worked together a long time.
They sure did. Very, very good buds.
A lot of admiration.
He was like, hey, we get Jim Bob Cooter out of here, and you can be my offensive coordinator.
And Matt Patricia's whispering, thanks a lot for not playing Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
You did me a solid with that one.
That
thanks, by the way, for Sony Michel, too.
It's a real added bonus to bury James White on your bench as well. Thanks for that. Yeah, that was rough stuff.
I don't think that Bill.
I don't
Belichick,
think he was trying to get him a win. I tweeted that, but
no,
it was a joke. I tweeted
no.
that last night.
Now everybody believes.
Yeah,
it.
I know.
I also don't think that Bill Belichick was in a position to keep Matt Patricia. He has an opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL.
Two years ago, you can't go. He almost left 2 years ago. You know, I mean, all these guys. When you're the best team for so long, and your coordinators are there, and they're always going to be top.
You're
candidates.
Lucky that the offensive coordinator had a change of heart.
Are you though? I'm not so sure about that anymore, Taylor.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
What awful offensive performance, and you've turned
two.
On him.
Maybe two.
All right, maybe there were.
Maybe two.
Might have been a couple there. 617-779-7937. Dave's in Connecticut. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love the show, by the way.
Thank you.
Very sad that they took you guys away from my hour-long commute home from work.
That's too bad. You can podcast us. Listen to the old podcast.
Oh, okay. And, you know, that's a good idea. Real quick, I want to talk about the Tiger Woods accomplishment, which was amazing. It is definitely the second best comeback in sports history. I did not hear anybody this morning when they were talking about it on the morning show mention Vinny Pazienza.
Nor would we.
The greatest sports guy. He broke his. I mean, he couldn't walk. He was a clown. I'll give you that.
Here, let me just stop you, Dave. Okay,
because are we doing best sports?
No, we weren't.
What show are we doing?
If we were, Dave, we might have talked about Mario Lemieux interrupting a season to get leukemia treatment, missing 2 months, playing the day he had his last treatment, and still winning the scoring title that year. So don't Vinny Pazienza me.
You don't want Vinny Paz?
No.
All right.
And by the way, we were talking
when
about...
When did we ever bring that up? Comeback stories?
Well, he didn't.
And I have a hard time comparing Tiger Woods to, like, you know, John Lester or somebody like that's actually
another guy
some
who,
stuff.
Tiger Woods sort of derailed his own career.
And this comeback from infidelity was one of the greats I've ever seen.
I will say this. He had, three back surgeries, I think.
Yeah,
had to overcome that. I understand that. But much of his career derailment was kind of at his own hands.
A little
or at the hands of Elin Nordegren. Either one. Worked out.
Waitresses.
That and a 7-iron.
Whatever else he was doing.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, occasionally we get to the end of the program and there are things that we have not gotten to throughout the course of the 4 hours. And with Patriots Monday here at Gillette and what happened last night, that was primarily the focus. So this is the part of the program that we like to call...
What else you got?
I'll start with Tiger Woods.
Oh.
1,876 days. That's the amount of time between PGA victories.
Wow.
Yesterday, though, he picked up his 80th PGA victory.
Look out, Sam Snead.
He's only, what, two behind now, I think?
I think two. Yeah, two back.
I have never seen, and I've watched golf most of my adult life, I've never seen anything like what I watched on the 18th fairway.
How many people was that?
And I don't know how many people it was.
That was insane.
At East Lake, and it was a sea of humanity following Tiger down the 18th fairway. He had to fight. He and Rory McIlroy both had to kind of fight their way through the crowd to even get to the 18th green. But it's an indication that in the TV ratings that golf has been desperately looking for this guy to get back and be relevant again. Ratings were up over 200% from a year ago, same event.
They've never found anywhere close to the next guy. Like, just when you thought, people like Jordan Spieth, people like Ricky Fowler, people like Rory.
Care.
Like, no, it's not
we
even
don't
close.
We don't care.
And they, like Dustin Johnson, I think there's a lot of intriguing golfers, but it's not even in the same ballpark or stratosphere even of Tiger Woods. He takes it to a whole new level.
It was an amazing thing to watch, and this week we get Ryder Cup to watch, it'll be a blast.
Back in.
All right, it's your turn now.
Oh, okay, well.
What else you got?
So last Friday I gave you the update that I was going to be going paintballing on Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
So I am.
You don't have paint all over you. I kind of expected.
Oh, I'm covered with welts, and my legs hurt so bad from running around in the woods like an idiot and ducking behind barriers. I haven't been this sore in years.
Did you win or lose?
We lost a lot. We played multiple games, so 6-on-6, and you know, all there's capture the flag, there's just straight elimination, there's some other kind of tweaks to some of the games. So it was a ton of fun. It's one of those things that sounds like a great idea, but then when you do it all day, like we started at 9:30 and we were done at 4:00.
Wow. That's too much paintball.
It's way too much paintball, especially when you're bad at it like I am. I was getting crushed out there, but it was a ton of fun. I think it's like a once a year type of activity. No more than that.
Well, one final thing, because I just really like to send you off on a really bad note.
Oh, come on, Dale.
So as we're speaking right now, Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is undergoing a conference call with the media here.
All right.
He just said a few minutes ago, Josh Gordon has already established an ability to pick up our system.
So what the hell gives? What do you mean he's picked up the system?
What?
He's picked up the system? He was 3 days in and you couldn't have him run a post?
Well, that
Brady
pesky hamstring.
Brady couldn't get a single guy to run a post for him.
That pesky hamstring problem.
The hammy? Oh, I guess it's the hammy. He looked good in warm-ups. You see him in warm-ups? He's running down the field a little bit, jogging. Somebody had a video of it.
Jogging,
yeah,
is
not great.
Maybe the key phrase.
But he looked good on the sideline. Looks like an imposing player.
Just stick him in that Patriots red, white, and blue.
I can't wait to see him on Sunday.
I would say based on that,
he's in.
If
on
you
Sunday.
Don't see him on Sunday, then something's happened between now and then. Which, let's be honest, is always at least somewhat of a possibility.
We got to see him. Rossi, you got anything back there?
Thank you,
Rossi?
Jason. Always appreciate it.
Son of a gun. You know, oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wait a minute.
It's your birthday today.
Stephanie. Oh, good call.
Stephanie McMahon's birthday.
How old is Stephanie McMahon today? Any idea?
None of your damn
older
business.
Than me.
No, that's true. I guess it's not appropriate to talk about a woman's age, right?
All right, we got to get out of here. 3:05 is when Bill Belichick is scheduled to join the boys, OMF. That'll be appointment
good
listening.
Good luck.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow with Willie McGinest. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. We're stopping by.